Hello, this is Chris from the staff of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and welcome to Believers Academy. This is the third of five lessons on how the Bible can change your life. In this lesson, we want to talk about the purpose of the Bible.
To get the most out of this study, we recommend you download the accompanying materials as well as grab a pen and paper to take notes. Of course, you may pause this teaching at any time to look up scripture or rewind to recap an important point. Ready? Let's begin. When it comes to studying the Bible or making it part of your life every day, people often wonder, why? And that answer is twofold. First, the purpose of the Bible is to help us know God. And second, the purpose of the Bible is also to teach us how to live successfully in every way.
First, let's talk about getting to know God through the Bible.
As we've talked about in earlier sessions, the Bible is God's Word. It's not just a book, just something filled with good teaching or historical facts. It's the living, breathing Word of God Himself given to us. Through that Word, God reveals Himself. In fact, it is the primary way He lovingly shows us His character, His thoughts, and His actions. As we get to know His Word, we get to know Him. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God." And once you start to read the Bible on a regular basis, you'll find it hard to stop because it will become part of your relationship with the Lord. Spending time reading and thinking about God's Word is like sitting down and having a conversation with Him each and every day. And of course, as you get to know God better, you'll realize that everything He has, He's given to you. All love, all wisdom, all victory, all joy, all peace, and if there's anything you ever need, all you have to do is ask. If that were the sole purpose of the Bible as a way to get to know God, that would be enough.
And yet, the Bible has a secondary purpose, too. And that is to give us instructions to live a rich, full, and successful life. Whether it's in the area of health, finances, parenting, friendships, job, business, or anything else, God has wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for us. God is good, and He wants the best for us.
As we read the Bible, we can know that every instruction to us is for our good. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right." Ask yourself, in what area of my life do I need help right now? Where do I need direction, comfort, guidance? God's Word has the exact answer you need. Sometimes that answer jumps out at you. Other times you need to seek for it. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you find the wisdom you need. James 1:5 states, "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God and He will give it to you." So ask Him.
Then listen to where He wants you to read. The Lord may send you a devotional book or lead a preacher to speak the verses that deal directly with the situation you're facing.
Joshua 1:8 says, "Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do." Remember, God's Word speaks just as loudly today as it did when it was first written. God will speak to you through His Word. Then, once you find the wisdom you need, it's important to make it part of your life. Read those verses aloud, think about them, and most importantly, put them into practice in your life.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, early in their marriage, determined that if they read something in the Bible that was instruction from God, they would make that change in their lives. This way of thinking and living has brought them to a wonderful relationship with God and a full and successful life that is still working after more than 45 years.
You have the same opportunity. The Word of God will benefit you. Make the decision to read and study the Word every day. When you find something that you need in your life, begin doing it. The more you seek God, the clearer His Word will become to you. The more you put God's Word into your life, the more success you will see.
To summarize, we have discussed two powerful purposes of the Bible. One, to get to know God. And two, to learn how to live successfully. If you haven't already started, begin reading your Bible regularly today. This can be the most exciting journey of your life, and as God helps you, you will be victorious. You've passed the halfway mark. You finished the third lesson in our study of how the Bible can change your life. We're excited about studying further with you. Don't miss the last two sessions of this new adventure. Lesson 4, How to Study the Bible, and Lesson 5, God's Word is for you to use. Meanwhile, here are some things to think about. What do you see as the purpose of the Bible to you? Why should you get to know God? How is God the source of a successful life? God bless you, and remember, Jesus is Lord.